Hi everyone, welcome back to Cat's Path. Starting off strong, not really. Literally, as I'm recording this, my throat feels scratchy in like a sick way. So I'm really hoping I'm not getting sick because that would suck. Considering I start my new job next Tuesday. I'm gonna take a lot of medicine and all that stuff. But just hope that I'm not sick. I do not want to be sick. I literally feel it right now as I'm speaking. Oh my gosh, I hope I'm not sick. And it was probably because of Texas 2K, which is what I did over the weekend. Which is a car, a drag, like car race thing. I went with Jacob. It was so much fun. I took so many good photos of cars, which makes me like, I really want to start getting back in photography because that was just such a cool thing and getting such good photos. I was like, shoot, I really need to start doing this again. So, pretty much anytime I'm out, besides work and school, I'm gonna start taking my camera again, because it was just so awesome and kind of like lit that fire in me again. But at that event, it was so cold, and I think maybe that's why. I just talked to Jacob and he said that he kind of had a scratchy throat too, so that might be why. Which is not good if it is the cold. Like, I was layered up and stuff, but it was so windy and everything. It was just, we were up high in the stands and all that. I was just so cold. But that was a super fun little event. You don't, obviously, that's not a thing that I do all the time. So it was super fun, a fun little side quest, a little event. I really enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it so much, I think, because I got to see Jacob enjoying it so much. Like, he was so happy and just so into it and everything. It really made me happy just seeing him be so like giddy and just like, oh my gosh, look at that, look at that, look at that. My phone just went off. So I think that that needs to happen. Okay. So I think that's why I enjoyed it so much. I mean, of course it's cool. It's not probably like for everyone. I'm sure not everyone thinks it's cool, but I thought it was cool. I've been to one drag race before that. So I'm not like new to it or whatever. But it was super fun. It was a really good experience. Good. I wouldn't really call it a date or anything, but good quality time with him, which I really enjoyed. And before that, the day prior, we went to see Dune 2. We watched the first one like a couple days before, and then we went to go see the second one. Really good movie. You guys should go see it. It was 3 hours long. I literally felt like I had been in there for 10 days. It was a very long movie. But the thing with that was, it was every part in that movie was necessary. Like, 10 out of 10, it was just so good. Every part was necessary. Every character is necessary. I told Jacob this, that most of the time when I watch shows or watch movies or even read things, I always like picture myself in those movies. Like, I make myself a character and insert myself into that world and everything. And when I can't do that, it shows that it's like there's no room for anyone else, that everyone has such a specific purpose. And that's what it was with Dune, which makes it automatically just like perfect. It was just such a good movie, like a really good movie. So, which it was the first movie I saw with Timothée Chalamet. So I was, and like, I wasn't really watching anything with him because I was like, he's not He just doesn't look like he's all that. But he was really good, so it's a good movie. So we did both of those things, which was super fun. Earlier in the week, because it was spring break, me and my brother had a little sibling day. We just spent the whole day together, which was super fun, really good quality time and bonding because, of course, like we live in the same house, but we don't always like see each other. Like sometimes I get home late and he's already asleep, or he leaves before I wake up. So we don't really get to spend a whole lot of time. So I really enjoyed that day with just us. We could do whatever we wanted. And it was super fun, and I really enjoyed that. And then pretty much the only other thing I did during spring break besides work was play Animal Crossing. So, because I'd been kind of slacking on my island, so I was able to catch up, which I'm happy about. So, and the thing with so that was pretty much my recap of spring break and everything. I didn't do too much besides like work and stuff, but there's a few good moments and days in there which I enjoyed. So yeah. The thing about Texas 2K, not only did it make me want to get into photography more and just be like, I forgot how much I really enjoyed this, it also really makes me want to drive. Not to do like drag racing or anything, but just because I'm like, yeah, I think I'm ready. Just seeing that and kind of just the whole event, I'm like, yeah, I just think I am ready to drive. So I'm gonna start practicing with my grandma, even though again I know how to drive, but I'm not like driving every day, I guess, so I still need to practice. I don't know, but I'm gonna start working towards that, like lock in, start working on it, because that really lit a fire in me as well. That was such like a big event for me, that car show. Just I was like, it just opened up my eyes to a lot of things, so super happy for that event. So yeah, I'm gonna start really, you know, what's the other word for like that's not locking in? Just start making moves. I'm really gonna start doing it. I really, really think I'm actually ready this time. So yeah, I told the salon about my new job. Well, I told my boss that I'm leaving. I told my coworkers about the new job. And they were, of course, happy for me, but also really, really sad. Because, like I was talking about last week, like I left because I was gonna find something better and then I didn't. So I came back again because they asked me to. It was kind of like a mutual thing, like, please come back. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll come back. I wasn't like crawling back, be like, please take me back, please. But I do feel bad still, and I thank them too, because I was gone for so long, then I come back, things get better, and then I leave again. So they were sad. So this is my last week here. Friday will be my last day. But they're happy for me. One of my coworkers, when I told her, she was like, I am so excited for you, Kat. Like, she was like just super excited, which made me feel really good and not as bad. But yeah, so but with this new job, I was more excited, like last week. I'm getting kind of nervous now. I've been buying new clothes, trying to get a more professional wardrobe. I'm hoping if I can just like, because I'm very much a person that is like, if I dress confident and feel confident, then I perform confidently. So I really want to make sure I go into this new job with as much confidence as possible. And part of that is wardrobe for me. So I've been shopping, trying to get clothes that I like that fit the new environment that I'm going to be in and all that stuff. So I'm doing that, but I am getting a little bit nervous, just because it's a completely new thing that I've never done before. It's not like a new job that's similar to the job you had before. Like, no, this is completely different. So I'm excited still, but very nervous. I've did all my stuff prior to my first day, so I am pretty much ready to walk in there on Tuesday. So I'm excited, but I'm also still very nervous. But I'm hoping with this new job that it'll just be a new start, a new chapter. I want to make new habits from this, just this whole new period, and just really start like buckling down and just start making moves and doing things and becoming a better person for myself and for others. I feel like I've been straining a lot of relationships lately. More so like close relationships, than like, friends and whatever. But I know I'm doing that too, so I really want to start making moves, which comes in with like the driving and all that stuff, to hopefully alleviate some of that stress and that strain that I'm putting on the relationships I have in my life. So, because where I'm at now, things and the way, just with the way things are, I'm starting to get annoyed and frustrated a lot more. I realize that I'm just starting to, I guess, like burn out, maybe. I don't know. Not, and it's not like stop trying or anything like that, but just I'm just starting to not be super happy with the way things are now. So I'm hoping with this new job that I just really do a lot more. I'm hoping that this gives me the opportunity to make a lot of big changes that really need to happen. Yeah, I just it's that it's just that time, I think, for me to really just get things done. And it's not that I'm like afraid of anything. Besides taking the driver's test, I'm not afraid of anything. But it's just becoming to a point where things are too strained and frustrating and annoying, and so I just really, I don't know if annoying is not the right word, but like draining. I can see it with everything right now, so I'm just ready for this new start. I think it's just that time where the growing starts to happen, and I start going out and doing these things. So I am excited for that. This was my first week back after spring break. I don't really think anything major happened. Had my class. I actually emailed some of the pictures I had taken to my art teacher because, he's an artist. So I was like, what are your opinions on these? Because it's been so long since I've picked up my camera. I was surprised I knew how to turn it on. And like, but I got back into it so quickly. I was like, gosh, like I was missing this, like just really missing this. So I sent him some pictures and he really liked them, which only again further is pushing me to get back out there and do that, because I do enjoy that a lot. So that is pretty much it. It is just a whole new start for everything. I'm hoping that this is the event and just the time where things start happening, where I can just actually just start doing things and just being ready and taking it one day at a time, of course, but just getting stuff done. I'm really at that point where I feel so stagnant and literally just so frustrating. I just feel like I'm not moving. So I hope with this new job and this new time and this new start, I start moving. I just really start doing what needs to be done and all of that. So I'm excited for it. Of course, I'm still sad. I still somewhat feel bad for leaving, but I think I'm ready. And I know all these changes and all these like new habits and stuff aren't gonna happen overnight, but I just have it in me now and this mentality that it needs to start getting done. I don't want to be 21 and not have my license because how am I going to drink and drive? Oh my gosh, that was a joke, obviously. But like, you know, like how I don't want to drink and drive. Let me say that straight up. But I don't want to be 21 and not have a car and not be able to drive. I'm so done with it. I'm just so done with relying on people and being like, "Can you pick me up? Can you take me here? Oh, I can't go because I won't have a ride." I'm done with that. I'm just so done. So I'm ready to just start making moves. Whatever it takes at this point. That's the mental space that I'm at right now. Whatever it takes, I'm gonna do it. I'm just ready. So I hope that helps me, really. My friend, oh, I just had an idea. It's a very far-fetched idea. I'm checking my list real quick to see if I can say her name. She's not on this list. Okay. Well, my friend is moving away to a different state out of the country. She's moving out of the country. So she might not need her car anymore. Which makes me think, should I try and buy her car? Very far-fetched idea, like I said. But I'm just now my head is just running through so many things of everything I need to do. And I have banquet, competition and banquet is all happening. So I'm busy, but I'm happy with this busy. Busyness is what I was gonna say before I like cut myself off. So I'm so excited. I've got new passions, the photography. I've got new drive and motivation for all the things in my life right now. So I am excited. I'm so excited. Nervous because I hate failing. Not like hate failing, like it's different. Like if I don't win a competition, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, it's still a learning experience. But like failing a driver's test is something that terrifies me. So, or failing at this new job, that scares me. But I just lost my train of thought. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway. So that's pretty much it, honestly. Hope, do whatever you do, whatever method of something that you do. Hope that I am not sick right now. I just took some vitamin C before I sat down and recorded this. I guess I'm gonna take some like Dayquil, NyQuil, or something to get me to go to sleep and hopefully just prevent whatever is happening to my throat right now. 'Cause gosh, I don't want to be sick. So, whatever you do, manifest, hope, pray, whatever, please. What's the word? I don't want to be sick. Do with that information what you will. However you think you can help, do it. Thank you. So, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening as always. This is episode 15, by the way, which it's been a long time since this has been started, which is pretty cool. So, anyways, thank you for listening. I will see y'all next week after my first day of work. Yeah. Gosh, I'm so excited. Okay. I will see y'all next week. Bye.